So here we have a Gemara in Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph, Masech is getting, very, very sadistic Gemara. Commenting, quoting a very sadistic comment by Reish Lakish, which appears several places in Shas, appears here, appears in Subas Daf Yitches, and applying it, expanding it to explain the implication of our Mishnah. Reish Lakish said, Eidim Achasum Ashtar, Nasa Kamisha Nechre Dusim Bezen Dami. When I have a signed star, so it's an Eidus, and it's Ki'ilu, not only that it's an Eidus, they rated a Haggadah, it's Ki'ilu, there's a Haggadah's Eidus, and a Chakira of the Eidim. Kamisha Nechre Dusim Bezen Dami. It's actually not only as strong, the Haggadah of the star is not only as strong as the live Haggadah Balpeh of Eidim who walk into Bezdin, but it's actually even stronger. It's even more than when the Eidim walk into Bezdin and say their piece. It's Ke'ilu they walk to Bezdin and say their piece, and then the Bezdin cross-checked them and verified that they are accurate. So that's an intriguing chiddush. And Reish Lakish says it, and l'chora, it has to be true, because after all, if shtar works, it must be not only Kamisha Higidu, but Kamisha Nechra, otherwise where's your chakira? But Taki is surprising. He's making a statement, but a description, a fact, but what's talk of the explanation? Step one. Step two is our Gemara applied that to explain another statement. The Gemara assumes that the implication of our Mishnah is that the implication of the Resha of our Mishnah, Gittin Tafezim Amin Aleph, is that Kiyum Shtaros is only Drabban, meaning the Mishnayos and Ksubas, Yudches and Chavches, and our own Mishnah at the end, the Sefer of the Mishnah, Gittin Tafez Amin Aleph, all talk about the notion of Kiyum Ashtar, Yiskayim Bechosamov, that when the Toveya, when the Toein presents a Shtar as part of his Taina, the Nitan can push back and say that Shtar is a forge, and Halacha L'maisa Bezdin will pay attention. So if once again, if Natan is suing Aaron based on a star, if Aaron says that star, the whole thing is not true and that star is forged, Halacha L'maisa Bezdin won't work with the star until Natan is Mekayim the Chasimus. Our Gemara says, that's all a Din D'Rabbanan. And Rimeila, that's what our Mishnah says sometimes, for that Din D'Rabbanan, it suffices to use one aid, Kiyum, like the Shliach of the Gat. But that's all Mejabbanan, and I tell you, you don't need anything. In our Torah, the shtar is self-assumed. It's assumed on its own to not be mezuyif. So that's remarkable. And the Gemara says, well, why is that? And I said, well, because of Reish Lakish. So now we have two surprising things. The shtar not only does it work, but it's assumed to be ki'ilu is nechkira, and it's assumed to be not mezuyif. Both surprising. We're not really sure what the hezber is for either one. And we're not really sure how the Gemara is connecting them. Like, just because Nasa Kimisha Nechra, therefore it's also Ki'ilu, we know it's not Mazuyif. Why? Okay. Both interesting, surprising strengths. Somehow they're connected. So each one is Tzarech Bir. You don't know why it's Kimisha Nechra. You don't know why we're assuming in HaTorah it's not Mazuyif. But apparently they're somehow related. Okay, as we see from the Gemara. So we need to figure out what's the common cause of these two surprising phenomena. What's the common lumdus that explains why shtar has a superpower of kamish kenechera and the superpower of its assumed natar not to be mizuyif. So how are we going to figure that out? So he said, let's roll up our sleeves and talk about the core of the fact that shtar works at all. And he said, the Gemara later in Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph says that although in other areas of halacha, non-verbal communication can take the place of verbal communication. The opening Mishnah of the seventh parak says that if a fellow cannot speak, a husband wishes to divorce his wife, and he's unable to speak, nishtatek, so then instead of doing the usual verbal tzivui, the Mishnah says in Samach Zayim Abeis, that instead he can do a non-verbal tzivui, he can nod, he can use sign language. We practically have to make sure we understand him correctly, but if we know that we understand him correctly, so then non-verbal communication is good enough for tzivui. So the Gemara 9 Aleph, but not
for Eidos. Eidos is a special, unique din that Eidos has to be Valpeh. The PM law picks up. Right. You take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is not the first and not the last, but one of the most prominent Rishonim who raises the Kasha. Take Gebakuk. Here we are. Paragimel Hilchas Eidos. Halacha Dal. Din Torah. She'ein makabel Eidos. Lo mevdinei mamonos. Whenever you need Shnei Edim, the two core cases in Shnei Edim are Dini Mamnas and Dini Nefashos. Those are the two places the Torah says explicitly Shnei Edim or Shnayim Edim. Darush Be'erva is a third area that's learned by Gzeira Shava from Dini Mamnas. So whenever you need two Edim, it has to be Mipi HaEdim. How do you know? Shne'emar al pi shnayim Edim. That's to be at the mouth of the two Edim. Mipihem chazal darshan v'lo miksav yada. So that's he's quoting that drasha that appears in later in Gittin and appears in Yivamos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Then he says, Alva midivrei sofrim midirabanan choschen dine mamonos be'edusha b'shtar. You can literally cut Dine Mamanus, meaning you can decide a Dine Mamanus case based on a shtar. Afal pi she'ein ha'edim kayamin. The edim aren't here. So if Isaac and Avram are Baruch Hashem, here they are, they're around, they're willing to come to Bezin, and they're local. So maybe you wouldn't need the shtar. Okay, but let's say, as we said before, I said there earlier today, let's have a different scenario. Who was it? Herman and Pierce. Herman and Pierce signed the shtar 50 years ago. They're already of advanced old age then. They're no longer b'chayim. Or the Eidim of Baruch Hashem is still b'chayim, but they no longer live locally. Or Tosis in Ksubis talks about how about the Eidim don't remember. They signed the shtar years ago. They don't remember all the details. Maybe they remember, Natan lent some money to Aaron, I think. How much? Ooh, I don't remember how much. What was the due date? I have no idea what the due date is. I don't remember, but the shtar preserved it. So the Rambam says, Midrabanan, you could decide a Dini Mamanus case based on the shtar. You can't, for whatever reason, you're unable to bring in the Edom live, don't worry. You have the shtar. Meaning, Min HaTorah, what should you do? Bring in the Edom. And Min HaTorah, if you cannot bring in the Edom, because they're not around, or because they don't remember, or because they're not willing, then what do? Min HaTorah, tough luck. Nothing. You have no edus, you have no case. If the Tohen claims that the Nitan owes him money, if it doesn't have proof, Bezin will say, we're really sorry, we can't help you. If you find the Raya, then we'll reopen the case. You have the shtar. The Rambam says, Min HaTorah, how much is the shtar worth? Nothing. Why? Why is the shtar worth nothing? Because the Bezin will pick something. And as Rambam, without asking as a kasha, is asking the kasha, which is, the Mishnayos all over Shas, so many Mishnayos are talking about the validity of a shtar, but isn't it against the drasha mipim lo piksav? That is an example. The Edim cannot deliver their Edus piksav. So how are you going to understand this? So the Rambam says the answer is you're right. Shtar really is possible because of mipim lo piksav. I will use shtar. It's all midrabanan. Min haTorah shtar is not worth anything. Every shtar is possible min haTorah. Mipim lo piksav. I will use the shtar as a din drabanan. Why did Chazal make the din drabanan? Shlotin ol delos b'fnei lovin. So as not to close the door in the face of the borrower. That's a phrase that the Gemara uses in several places, including the Sefer Din. And sometimes Chazal make din drabanan to make it easier to collect debts, or make it more comfortable to collect debts. It's in the fifth parak of Gittin Hanizakim. The opening sugya there is that Min HaTorah can only collect a debt if I'm collecting from real estate, from low-grade real estate, from ziburis. And Rabbanan Chazal said you can collect from mid-grade, a better quality type of real estate, better quality type of property. They in this, why? So it seems like it may well be Midrabanan. Shotin al does, but they woven. If it's so unpleasant to collect, I'm going to lend you money, and all I get back in return a year later is ziburis, so who's going to want to lend money? Chazal were very interested in keeping a fluid credit market. We want people to be comfortable lending money so people who need cash can have access to credit. That's very important.
that people who need should have access to credit. So in order to do that, they said, yeah, we'll make it easier. And here they said, we'll make it easier to collect. If I can only collect the loan, if I have a lot of aid and we're willing to come into Beis Din, there's a tremendous amount of risk. What if I lose my aid and I'm done for? So Chazal said, well, in that case, we're going to change the rabbanim, we're going to change the rules of the Eidas, we'll change the rules of Eidas so that people are more willing to lend. That is what, who says that? That's the Rambam. So this big third question is how does Shtar work at all? I can deal with the Ksavim. So the Rambam says something shocking, which is Nachami. Shtar does not work at all. Shtar only works in Rambam. The Rambam said that very calmly. The Rishonim were anything but calm in talking about the Rambam. Many, the Ramah, who was a younger contemporary of the Rambam, who Frankel print was kind enough to put on the page in many parts of the Rambam, see, he's already built the Bechaya Rambam. Tameya, who's that? He's all over this. Most famously, others attack the Rambam as well. The most famous attack on the Rambam is the Ramban. The Ramban in his Ramban did not write Hasagas on the Mishnah Torah, but he did write Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvos. And at the end of Shorash Beis, the Ramban and the Frankel Rambam, they actually quote part of it in the course of its union in the margin. He attacks it vigorously. He takes the Ramban, he goes to town against the Ramban. One of his kashas is, how could you possibly tell me that the whole idea of shtar is midrabanan? Midrabanan means it does not appear in the psukim. Is it true that shtar does not appear in psukim? Where does the Chumash talk about shtar? We're learning Maseches Gittin. Isn't that how we started? Perek Avdal and Dvarim. Mil Parsha Kisete. V'nasan La Sefer Krisus. The Chastav Law, Sefer Krisus, Nasan Yada. The Torah talks about get. It's a din d'arayis on shtar. How do you tell me that the whole notion of shtar is midrabanan? What on earth are you talking about? That's one of the attacks on the Rambam. How do you tell me shtar is rabbanan? The pasuk in the chumash. Yeah. He taught shtar mamon. That's true. He taught shtar mamon lahakel. He says, really, shtar doesn't work at all because really you need mipiyem al piksam. But midrabanan, by the halva, maybe by a mechner, say midrabanan shtar works. So you're saying it's even worse. He didn't even get the drabanan bump. I'm saying, and v'le'iduchisa, how do you tell me that shtar doesn't work, but shtar does work? A pasuk in chumash. So you're saying, well, maybe get is different. Yeah, how is get different? Say it. Oh, Gevaldik. So Zevi is telling us what the Nesiva says. Take a look. Nesiva says he's not the first one to say it. He's maybe the most famous one to say it, but he's not the first. Here the Nesiva in Shulchan Aruch, in Chosh HaMishpat, Simon Chavches, this is the very beginning of Hilchos Eidos. Chosh HaMishpat begins with Hilchos Dayanim, and then it moves to the Halachos of Eidim, and then after we get into the content of why you might actually talk about process, then we get into the content of Dini Mamas. Halva and Mechira and Hezek and so on and so on. So here we have Simon Chavches. And then near the very beginning of Chosh HaMishpat, it goes more than 400 Simon. So Simon 28 is near the beginning. So you see Sif Yubeis, Chodcha Dini Mamas, the Eidish of Ishtar. Apapi She'en Ha'edim Kayamim. Kedesh O'tin O'delos B'tnei Lovin. You can pass the Imamah Shail based on the shtar. Why? Shaltil tells what they love. Who's the Machaber quoting? Who's the Shavra quoting? The Rambam. There you go. So everyone and his brother, everyone and his uncle is on this. So the Shach already attacks his. Ah, the Machaber's pointing the Rambam, but the Ramban disagrees. See, there's an incredibly long Shach. Such a code on the second page. He quotes the Ramban disagrees, and the Shach says, I think the Ramban is a very good point.
So you take a look at the Nesivos at the bottom, so is the Nesivos fame. He writes, well, there's a long Nesivos, I want to extract one line. Here at the beginning of the first column, on page Kutman Beis, Fia Nuyas Daiti, that's what that long Rashi Teva stands for, Fia Nuyas Daiti, in my humble opinion, I-N-H-O, my humble opinion, Fia Nuyas Daiti, nearly Hashem, the shiny Gittin V'Kiddushin, the Shtari Kinyin, the Shtari Raya. There's a difference between the Shtar Kinyin and the Shtar Raya. Mean, what does that mean? What are we talking about? It means it's the following. What's the Gemara in Gittin Ayin Aleph, Mipim Ol Pik Savon? What's this all about? That if the aid wants to do what? He needs to come to Bezin. Wants to tell us something, right? I'm going to extract money because of the aid, because what's the aid going to do? He's going to tell me what happened. Either Bezin doesn't know, Natan claims he lent Aaron money, Aaron claims he never borrowed money. So what's the Bezin going to do? We don't know what the facts are. So you need to figure out what the facts are. We need to mevarer what happened. She is borrowed, he is a mace. Back to Seal Strong this one. I have to figure out what the facts are. So how do I verify, how do I determine what historically what the truth is? So the answer is, that this Torah says fakes. I need to have some sort of tool to figure out the Metzias. One of the best tools for verifying the facts is Aiden. Well, if the Aiden come, Aiden will come to Bezin and say, Isaac will walk into Bezin. I will walk to Bezin and say, yes, I was there 3 years ago when Natan lent money to Aaron. And this is the amount, and these were the terms, and this was the conversation. So now Bezin knows the facts. Why? Because the Edom told them so. So either the Edom can come live and tell the Bezin facts, or the Edom may have written it in a document and signed it, and the Toei Natan brings that written document to Bezin. But either way, the purpose is to tell us what happens. That's what we call a shtar. Right, a star that proves something. That's the whole discussion. Pimel Pik Savon is l'chora about a star raya. There is not every star is though merely a passive record of what happened. Sometimes a star does more than that. For instance, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin that if I have a house and I want to make it yours, so it's not enough that I want to make it yours, it's not enough that I say it's yours, I have to do a Maase Kinyan. What are some of the Maase Kinyan for karka, for house, for real estate? Kesef Shtar Chazaka, right? So it could be you pay me for it, and by your paying me for it, it becomes yours. Or Chazaka, I told you to go do a owner-like act. I told you to go ahead and improve the property in some way. Or a shtar. So I didn't just tell you the house is yours, but actually put on a piece of paper and handed it to you, then the house taka became yours. So what was the role of that shtar? To prove something? No, it wasn't to prove pre-existing fact. It was to make something true. It was a shtar kin. That actually made, it's not just that if you paid me for the karka, it became yours because you paid me. And then you said, hey, I need proofs. They say, okay, bring me the Edom, they'll write a shtar, and I give you the shtar that says I sold you the property. That's merely a shtar raya. That's just telling the story of what already happened. That's passive. Shtar kinyan is active. Shtar kinyan is, if you like, terminology, instrumental. It's not just a record, a passive record of what already happened, but it's the instrument, it's the tool, it's actually making it happen. I give you a shtar that says this property is yours, now it's yours! That's a shtar kinyan shtar, that's a shtar kinyan. Or, so now the question is, how about a get? What's a get? Yes, the Torah talks about get. What type of shtar is a get? Well, when the Torah talks about get, what type of shtar is a get? Sharkini, right? The Torah doesn't say explicitly that the woman brings her get to Bezin to prove that she got divorced. Well, the Torah, maybe, I don't know how she's going to prove she got divorced. Maybe the Edom have to come and say, we saw her receive the get. When the Torah talks about get, the Torah talks about the get as a shtar kini. That the get is what's making the change. The way, the method to change personal status here, the method to end the marriage bond is
by the handing over of the get. The get is the tool. The get is the instrument. The get is a shtar kinyan. So what the Nesiva says is, you want to know, the Rambam said the whole idea of shtar is rabbanon. What do you mean? The Chumash says the shtar, the get works. The din daraisa. So Nesiva says, yeah! It's a the Rambam never said that shtar kinyan is drabbanon. The Rambam says shtar raya is drabbanon. That's what Hilchas Eidos. You want to prove something in Beis Din. So in the Torah, the Rambam says it has to be pihemvul piksavim. The fact that I can bring documentation to prove what happened, Haggadah says it's written. The Rambam says shtar raya, that's drabbanon. The Nesiva says the Rambam never said anything about shtar kinyan. That's not what we're talking about. To make it happen, that is daraisa. Two separate things. Shtar kinyan is daraisa. Shtar raya is rabban, according to the Rambam. That's what the Nesiva says very, very sharply and clearly. Late 1700s, early 1800s. A couple of decades before him, Yonatan Eibeschitz, one of the Gedolim of the early 1700s. I mentioned we were talking earlier in the year about the life and times of the Ramchal. Remember the Ramchal, as a young man, had to flee Italy and ended up spending the winter on his way to Amsterdam. He ends up getting stuck in Frankfurt during the winter, where he spent the winter. The nechama of that winter was he spent time with Yonatan Eibeschitz. Ramchal was a young man in the early 1700s. Yonatan Eibeschitz is reading an elder Talmud Chacham who had also suffered in similar ways to the way the Ramchal suffered. He was falsely accused of being a secret Shabtai Tzvinik, a crypto Sabbatine. And Yonatan Eibeschitz is one of the Gedolei Achronim. So one of his many svarim is a sefer on Choshen Mishpat called the Urim and Tumim. Two parts, Urim and Tumim. So in the Tumim, also here on Simon Chafes, same Simon, and the Siva says, Tumim already, the Yonatan Eibeschitz already writes in the Tumim, that this idea that the Rambam, when the Rambam says Shtar is Rabbanan, he's talking about Shtar Raya. But Shtar Kinyan, sure, then the Chumash says, get works, the Chumash talks about the concept of a Shtar, yeah, Shtar Kinyan is the right, so Shtar Rai is Rabbanan. Yeshiva says that to explain the Rambam. The Yonatan Eibeschitz said it a couple of decades earlier, and Yonatan Eibeschitz actually quotes a Mor Rishonim. Hagolos Mordechai, I think it's in the Mar Makom, if you want to take a look inside. Hagolos Mordechai, in the back of Kiddushin, quotes Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen. Remember him? Remember we had the chance to enjoy Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen in the Mordechai and Gittin. That was the whole case of the Shiloh Bavkaita de Malka Bavkaita de Gavra. He doesn't get quoted very often, and here we are, you know, twice in as many months, we come across the Mordechai Kohen or Avigdor HaKohen. Avigdor HaKohen is a Rishon who already says explicitly this Nusach of Shtar Kinyan versus Shtar, right? I don't think he's using it to explain the Rambam in particular. That's the Achronim do, the Tumim and the Nesivas. But he read that this concept of Shtar Kinyan versus Shtar is very, very, very sadistic achiluk. Shakim versus Staraya. Avigdor HaKohen is quoted by the Mordechai is talking about it, and that's relevant to understanding Pimel Piksavim and the Tumim and the Nesivas, and later Reb Chaim in his Sefer on Rambam quotes the Nesivas that the Rambam's approach is how do you resolve the Pimel Piksavim versus Star. So the answer is, shtar get is daraisa. That's a shtar kinyan. But shtar raya, the Rambam thinks that is only midah rabbanan. Now, so let's just absorb. I know there are questions also. Let's just absorb what we have. And let's organize this. And notice that we're not really out of the woods. So again, we had a number of kashas in our sugya that based off Gimel. And in order to solve that, we need to dig deeply into the roots, the foundation of shtar. Foundation of Shtar, how does Shtar work? But forget about how Shtar has superpowers, like we see in Daf Gimel. How does Shtar work at all? And PMO picks up. That's the Kasha of the Rambam raises, other Rishonim raises as well. They said the first answer that were the Ktsos, by the way, in the packet, in the copy here, I think the Ktsos got cut off. But the Ktsos here in Chav Ches actually, the Ktsos unfortunately got cut off. But you can look at, I think I gave them my Makim on the front page. The Ktsos actually says this kasha of Mipim Lo Piksavim versus Shtar. He says there are four different approaches in Rishonim. Right? One of the four approaches he mentions is the Rambam. So we're starting to understand the Rambam a little more. First, Rambam seems to just say, well, Daraisa Rabbanon. And these Achronim, the Tum, the Nesivim, are saying, Daraisa Rabbanon, that's in terms of Shtar Raya, but there's also the Shtar Raya, Shtar Kli Nechila. Okay, that's one approach. And it does solve the question of get in Chumash versus Mipim Lo Piksavim, because again, get in Chumash only appears as the Shtar Kinyan. But you fellow did point out correctly that's only kasha number one. Kasha number one is, how do you say Mipim Lo Piksavim? I, the Pasuk in Chumash, talks about Shtar. So you say, the Pasuk in Chumash is only talking about Shtar Kinyan. Yeah, but as you pointed out, that's not the only problem with the Rambam. There are other indications that Shtar is Daraisa. As you pointed out, one other indication to point out is the Pasuk only talks about a get as a Shtar Kinyan. The Halacha L'maisa, we do use a get as a Shtar Raya. The Mishnayos are full of that. That a woman can prove that she's divorced by producing the get in Beis Din. She doesn't have to bring in the live Edim who saw the Mesiras HaGet. Merely bringing the get to Beis Din is proof that she is migureshes and she's permitted to remarry someone who's not a Kohen. So you say, how does that work? It's not a pasuk in the Chumash, but well, that's a drabbanon. To tell me that min haTorah you can't collect the money with the shtar chov, min drabban you do. How did Chazal do that? By now you know. How did Chazal have the right to say min drabban you can collect money based on the shtar? That's based on the principle of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. But to say that Shtar Rai is Drabbanan by Get, look, maybe in HaTorah we're not convinced that she's single and permitted to remarry, but in Drabbanan we are, that's not Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. That's pretty surprising. So we look at the Rambam and say, okay, Shtar King, Shtar Rai, that solves the problem of the Pasuk of Get. But there are other indications that Shtar, and even Shtar Raya, is Daraisa. Number one, that we rely on a get as a Shtar Raya. It has a second life as a Shtar Raya, and that can't be Drabbanan, can it? That'd be tough to say. Number two, the Ramban goes on to say at length, and the Ramach, and the Ramban says, Chachmei Hadoros already wrote. The Ramban did not live so long after the Rambam. This is already adult Scott. All the generations, how many generations were there from the Rambam and Ramban? One or two. And he says, Chachmei Hadoros attack him. Here it's, if you look in the Rambam, the Ramach on the bottom. I told you, Ramach was lived at the same time as a younger contemporary of the Rambam. Ramach already attacks. He says, for those of you who have learned the beginning of Cheskes Avatim, do you remember the Gemara that quotes Psukim and Chumash, the Psukim of Yirmiyahu and Hananel, Nesata Bikli Cheres. Tameo, Ramach, on the bottom of the Ramban Hilchos Eidos, Gimel Dalet. That's shocking. Eidos of Shtar is Rabbanon, Shtarai is Rabbanon. Tameo is there. I have all the Tukim. Kasofa said, Rabbah Kasofa, and Eidim. What is happening? Because there is my name, you're young and Rabbim. So see, even after Eidim passed away, you were lying that. Problem number one. Problem number two. Yesha Smola. He says only Dini Mamas Bil Chudush Choskan Adin Be'edush Shemeshar. Really? Only Dini Mamas? This is I think, the only part before. Hello, Anurun, that people begin to know about Edush Shemeshar. We rely on the Gedush Shemeshar Raya. And then, picking up on the second column, if one attack on the Rambam is the Gemara quotes Psukim, the Psukim, you know, not Psukim Chumash. That's what Ramban talks about. Maybe Rambam thinks that that's not the Raisa. Okay. But problem number two of the Rambam is we use a Gezer Shtar Raya. How does that work? And then on the second column, Akasha number three, the Ode, the Amar Bereish Maseches Gittin, Devar Torah Afilukim Lo Tzricha, the Edim Achasum Hashtar Nasa Kemishin Echrei Dusan Adesin Dami. So did you read our Gemara? No one asked that. Our Gemara King Daf Gimel says the need for Kim Ashtar is Rabbanan, meaning Min HaTorah. You need Kim Ashtar. That sounds an awful lot like Min HaTorah. Ashtar works. Now this is Min HaTorah Ashtar work, but Min HaTorah Ashtar works without Kim Ashtar. That's what it sounds like. So how could the Rambam say that? That's the Ramban piles on. The Ramach is short. Ramban. He keeps pounding away at the end of Shorei Hasagas and Shorei Beis. pounding. So what's going on? This is such a super shvera Rambam. So I think the Rambam really, he got himself into hefsed gadol. He made a terrible mess. And the Ramban, at the end, he says, but you should just know, I generally think the Rambam wrote a gevaldige sefer. He says, but right here, I think this, what he wrote about this topic, not just about the Eidim, but what he wrote B'chal and Shorash Beis about Drasha, so he says, I think this is a terrible mess. I think the Rambam made a lot of mistakes. Everything else is gevaldig. Okay, so he wants to make sure, it's clear, he loves the Rambam, he respects the Rambam, but I think what he saw right on this topic is untenable. Talk about Shver. On the other hand, the Rambam raises a good kasha. It's a beferish gemara, a PMO picks of him. So the Ramach says, well, who the Maseches Yevamos and Gittin, the PMO picks of him, says, Isluhu Urcha Achrina. There are other solutions to this kasha. Again, as Exo says, there are at least three other solutions. Right? So Rama had one solution. Well, Shtar works midrabanan, or as the Nesivas and the Tumim sharpened it, Shtar Raya works midrabanan. But to say even that Shtar Raya works midrabanan again is very difficult. It seems to be against our Gemara. That seems to say that Shtar Raya is Doraisa, Kiyam Ashtar is Rabbanan. It seems to be against the whole notion of using a get as a Shtar Raya. And you have Sukkim Yirmiyahu, which may or may not indicate the Din Daraisa. So what are you going to do? So this brings us to solution number two. I should mention as a footnote, Reb Chaim, in his Sefer on the Rambam, he thinks that the second Teretz we're about to present, the approach of the Baal HaMor and Tosas, Reb Chaim thinks you can plug the second Teretz back into the Rambam also somehow, and then that'll solve all the kashas of the Rambam. Okay, it's complicated. But you should know that Reb Chaim exists, but leaving Reb Chaim aside, so one solution to this major fundamental kasha, how does a shtar ever work? I'm a pim lo piksavam. So the Rambam's solution is in a chanami, shtar, at least shtar raya is only draban. But that, as you saw, is very difficult. Pasha is shtar raya is daraisa. But I'm a pim lo piksavam. So the Baal HaMor gives an important, very, very, very fundamental teretz. And the Tosfos, the Shechter points out from the Rav that the Tosfos, and the other point that I think goes well, Tosfos, there's a line Tosfos and Ksubas that seems to expand on the Baal HaMor and gives us a really important insight. Let's take a look. We have a couple minutes together. I think we have another 9 minutes. Is that true? Eight, 9 minutes? Right, so 12:05? 6 minutes, okay. Okay, true. Okay. So let's spend a couple minutes beginning. So again, where are we? Again, our sugya, Mishnah Daf Beis, Gemara and Daf Gimel, has a number of surprises for us in terms of shtar. The shtar is the superpower of Kemishin Echad Yedusim Beis Adami. The shtar is the superpower of the Minat Torah. We're not worried about Tanis Bezuyev. And that somehow those two things are related. So all that requires understanding. Gemara says it requires explanation. So in order to do that, let's put that aside. Let's look at the even bigger kasha. How does shtar work at all? Rambam had his solution. The PMO picks up true. Shtar the shtar is on Jabban. But that's a difficult approach. Let's look at a second parrot to that kasha. The Baal HaMor, right? The riff here also raises this question. The Baal HaMor writes to the bottom. Here we are. Tessa ben Alpha Dalpia riff. The Li Nira. The Li Nira. This is remember the drush of Pilum Piksavim appears in two places, the Shas. Ginayin Aleph and Yivamas Lamana. So the Rift discusses it here. The Valamar says, here's what I think is the answer. The Li Nira, the Pirik Hanachom, the correct answer. Correct parents is Ka. The Piksavim. How could it be on the one hand the Psum Piksavim, on the other hand Shtar works? He says, "Mipik savam hu shapsula edusa." It's only possible if it's mipihem lo pik savam. It's their writing. Their writing. That was the drasha. Lo pik savam. But that's not what a star is. Mipik savo lo. But if it's his writing, that's acceptable. What on earth does that mean? B'chol shtari halva u'megav u'mimkar. Remember the star chol about a loaf. if the shtar that documents the sale of property, it's the borrower or the seller who tells the eidim, I want you to sign the shtar. He says, kiss for the chisma, write the shtar, sign the shtar. The chenigi de nashim. And now it reads, they bring get in also. Get also works, shtar kin ashtar raya. Why?
That's not the peak savam. It's not the eidim or writing it. Who's driving the writing of the get? You need Sivu Abara. That was one of the dinim daraisa, 10 dinim daraisa. And that was the mission at the beginning of the seventh parak. Sivu Abara. Whether he says it or he nods it, but it has to be coming from the husband. It's not the Eidim who are right. The Eidim are doing the work, but at the behest of the Lova, at the behest of the Mocher, at the behest of the husband. And he says, otherwise, in Yet Amar Kain, Zaydim picks up, Al picks up, it's his writing. He says, we know the Shtar works, and this explains how Shtar works. He says, in Achanami, if they decide on their own,
if Eidim saw a loan occur, but no one asked them to write a document. They decided their own action. You know what? Let's write a document and sign it. That puzzle. It's only kosher if it was at the that if it's mipika savo, it's not mipika savam.
You look at the Balmar, you say, okay, it's a chiluk. It's true that is a difference. But why does that chiluk matter? What's the hezbeg? Why is it any better? Why is it better? He told. He didn't write it, they wrote it. You want to tell me if the man himself writes a document, I owe you money, okay, that I understand, that's different. But Lamaisa, why does it matter whether Isaac and Avram wrote and signed the shtar at the instructions of the lender, Aaron, or on their own? Lamaisa, it's Eidus B'Ksav. Eidus B'Ksav is no good. So he said, well, but it's not their Ksav, it's his Ksav. Well, they wrote it. They're Eidim. They wrote it. Why is it any better? So the Tosfos in Ksuvos, Shechter points out in this Kuntras on Shtaris, the Tosfos in Ksuvos is he Tosfos talk about a different problem, related but not the same. And Tosfos is a line in Tosfos where he says more. And Reb Chaim has this nusach, but Tosfos already has a nusach. The Lochashiv Shtar Elo Kishe Asui Midas Shneiim Midas Halove Shu Chaim Oz Chashiv Shtar. If the man who is chayav, who's losing out, the mischayev told them to write it, then it's called a shtar. Reb Chaim takes that and runs with it, but Tosfos Rei says, there are two different things here. There's Eidus B'Ksav, and there's shtar. Shtar is a different type of a thing than merely Eidus B'Ksav. Eidim write down on a piece of paper and want to send their Eidus in writing to Beis instead of coming in person. Sorry, P.M.O. P'Ksavim. You're doing Agadas Eidus? Agadas Eidus has to be verbal. What Tosfos is saying here, we're going to have to understand this more, we're going to have to think about this more going forward, is it, when they're acting, when something is written by the Eidim, but Midas HaMischayiv, it's being driven by the man who stands to lose, the one who's giving up, or the one who's expressing Das Kinyan. So that's no longer merely Eidus B'Ksav. Now, normally, when you have live Eidim come to Beis Din, right? So why is a shtar better than live Eidim come to Beis Din? Is that illogical? No, it's not. And here's why. Live Eidim come to Beis Din means that Natan is suing Aaron. And Natan says you owe me money. Aaron says I don't owe you money. And Natan brings the Eidim to Beis Din. So Isaac and Avram come to Beis Din. Are they coming to Beis Din at the behest of Aaron? Of course not. They just come to Eidim and say, zero no result. So they're standing on their own 2 feet. That's Eidus. That's fine. Eidus is great. Eidus is limited. It's great, but it has to be BPM. This is more than merely Eidus, because what happened here is at the time of the original event, it's the other party, one of the parties actually told them, I want you to record this in writing. That's more than merely Eidus. That's something different called a shtar. We're going to have to explore more of what are the rules of shtar and why shtar operate differently. We're beginning to see this concept that the chiluk is not the rice drabanan, da shtar kin shtar raya, like the Rambam. The chiluk is there a das hamischayev? Das hamischayev creates a new a thing called a shtar as opposed to mere edus, where the edus just come midas atman. To be continued.